If a business buys petrol or diesel for a motor car and allows private use of it by an employee or the owner of the business, then the business has three choices as to what it will do for VAT purposes. The first choice is that the business could reclaim all input tax on the fuel purchased and then, using the scale charges set by customs, calculate the appropriate output tax. The fuel scale rates can be found in notes attached and are dependent on the carbon dioxide emissions of the vehicle. The second choice is to claim absolutely no input tax on all fuel purchased, even the fuel purchased for business use, but instead, the other side of the coin, is to not account for output tax. This is probably the simplest option. The final choice is for a business to keep very detailed mileage records so that they can prove that the fuel that they have bought is only used for business purposes, and effectively the business therefore does not pay anything towards the cost of fuel used for private purposes. In such a case, input tax can be recovered and there is no output tax charge. Now it is time for you to have a go at a question. In the quarter ended the 30th of September, Jonas Limited spent £235 on petrol. The petrol was for Mr. Jonas' car, in which he travels 1,000 business miles and 1,000 private miles each quarter. What I want you to do is to calculate the net VAT payable or recoverable for the business for this quarter if it wishes to recover the input tax on the fuel. Yes, well done. This is the correct answer. Let us have a look at the model answer. No, I am sorry, this is not the correct answer. Let us have a look at the model answer to see where you went wrong. As the business bears the cost of Mr. Jonas' private fuel, it will recover the input tax on the petrol in full, but will then charge output tax using the fuel scale charges. The business mileage actually travelled is irrelevant, except we need to know that Mr. Jonas does actually do some private mileage.
The output tax for a car with CO2 emissions of 215 grams per kilometre in a 3-month period is £67.62. You will find this in the tables in your notes, or alternatively using Section 57 of the VAT Act of 1994. We then take the cost of the petrol, £235. This is VAT inclusive, so we multiply by 7/47 to get the recoverable input tax of £35. The net VAT payable by Jonas Limited is therefore £32.62. In this example, Jonas Limited should be advised to claim no input tax on fuel. If this were the case, the fuel scale charge need not be accounted for and the business would save £32.62 this quarter.
When a business deregisters for VAT, this will mean that the assets contained in the business, when eventually sold, will not have VAT charged on their sale. Therefore, Customs and Excise can see a potential for losing a VAT charge, and hence we have this special rule that says, when a business deregisters for VAT, there is a deemed supply at the date of deregistration on all the assets that were held on the date the business deregistered. The output tax is charged on replacement costs of the assets, replacement cost being the cost of an asset in exactly the same condition. The other thing to bear in mind is that this only applies to assets on which input tax was claimed originally. So if there is a car in the business when it deregisters, and there was no initial input tax recovery on that car, you do not charge output tax under this rule. There is also no charge when you work out the output tax that is due, and it comes to £1,000 or less. Let us now have a look at our final self-supply charge, which is in respect of motor cars. The self-supply charge on motor cars applies where a car dealer purchases a car from a manufacturer to put into stock. Because the car is part of his stock, he is allowed to recover input tax in full on that car. Then the car dealer takes the car out of stock for private use. Now normally the purchase of a car for private use is subject to a blocking order on the input VAT, which basically means input VAT on a motor car cannot be recovered. The self-supply legislation is to stop a car dealer being able to get a car into private use and yet still recover input tax by using this torturous route. The self-supply charge basically claws back the VAT that was recovered when the motor car was purchased as stock,
So, basically, it is calculated on the cost of the car and not on the selling price of the car.
VAT on the purchase of demonstrator cars provided by motor dealers and manufacturers is excluded from the blocking order, which generally prevents VAT recovery on the purchase of motor cars. Instead, VAT is due on the private use of such cars. Certain businesses have sought to minimize the VAT due on private usage by charging employees a nominal sum for the use of the car.
Customs can now direct that VAT is to be accounted for on the open market value of demonstrator cars supplied to the employees. There are some other self-supply rules in the VAT legislation, but our lecture has covered the main ones that you are likely to see in practice, plus in any examination you may take. Most self-supply rules deal with tax avoidance schemes that, because there now is a self-supply rule, no one bothers to try anymore. Now it is time for you to have a go at a question. This lecture has basically looked at two types of supply, deemed supply and self-supply. The rules that apply to both of these supplies are very similar, and they are mainly to prevent a loss of VAT and a distortion of competition. But we do categorise the supplies separately, because a self-supply is the sort of supply where we charge VAT on an item to ourselves. There is an output tax and an equal and opposite input tax charge from a self-supply. It is not always like that with a deemed supply. What I would like you to do is have a look at the descriptions of different supplies and click the correct title box. Good luck! That concludes the lecture on deemed supplies.